academia.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Thank you for your patience while we figure out yet again how to drive a conference call line. 707 is not the time that I would like to get started. I'd like to get that closer to 7 a.m. to honor those of you who are punctual, because there are several dozen of you that are always right on task. So the class has started. Professor Bill Cottle is in the house, or officially Professor William Cottle, correct?
You bet. Just don't call me Bruce.
Yeah. Now, does Alice refer to you as Sir William?
No.
Well, I don't know if she told you or not, but I had a wonderful chat with her yesterday, and I kind of picked her brain on the subject that we're going to be discussing today, and she gave me a couple more money shots that I think were incredibly helpful to me anyways, and hopefully that'll come up within our discussion today. But, Bill, you, about a year ago, and I'm just going to give the sum up, and then I'm going to let you kind of bring us up to speed. About a year ago, you came up, or maybe you can give credit to somebody else, but you were the one that introduced me to the concept of a movie night as a way to educate people on one of the five core technologies or concepts. I like how NECANN has this five. You know, we've got, you know, five pillars of wellness: a healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, healthy finances, and healthy society. And now we have five core concepts: grounding. What's the next four, William?
News. Oh. we're spelling news. So N for nutrition, B for energy, W for water, and S for sleep.
Exactly. And good news is the way that Suzanne Steele taught me those concepts. And of course, we've got water, but that's kind of a common, you know, everybody understands that. But looking at those, it's almost impossible to educate somebody in a matter of one evening or a coffee appointment. It takes time to learn some of these simple things that are not in our culture, but readily available in other cultures, and they just take it as common sense because they say, duh, why would we not want to drink clean water? Why would we want to drink something that's loaded with chemicals or been packaged in a bottle that's tainted? Or when it comes to nutrients, why would I want to eat something that's been heavily processed? So the concept of a movie night, how did you come up with the idea?
It must have been a stroke of genius. That's all I can say. I think it's just because of the excitement that I had with my own experience with grounding. You know, I was not in Toronto when they announced it, but the buzz goes quickly through the NECANN kingdom. And I was at that time struggling with some health challenges of my own that have just been going on for the 20 years I've been with NECANN. And as you get older, your body just sort of falls apart. And I was concerned about some problems with my neck that were a result of working at a computer for most of my life. And actually to the point where I was not seriously, but almost getting to desperation of doing what the doctors had said and using the S word. And I thought, I'm not going to do surgery. I'm going to do this with NECANN. And I learned about this grounding concept, and so I, along with everybody else that was coming up to speed, I got on YouTube and looked for everything and anything grounding, and ran across the Science of Grounding little 15-minute video, and got this idea. Oh, first of all, back in November, two Novembers ago, I decided that I was going to test this before our grounding pad was available, and I'm the crazy guy that went outside in November with a parka on, barefoot, on frozen grass, and watched a football game through the dining room window for about 30 or more minutes. And I was stunned when the very first experience I had besides the shock of stepping on cold cement and then stepping onto the grass that was crystallized. Within 30 seconds, my feet were not cold. In fact, they were warming up. And I'm sitting here thinking, this just does not make sense. So anyway, I'm moving forward. I decided then that the best way to launch a new product is to get a bunch of people together. And so I found out that there was a movie that was available called The Grounded. And I went ahead and advertised and got, and we had more people at that first one. We did this one. But anyway, so that was the first Grounding movie. And this isn't necessarily a duplicable concept to just do one movie a year, but other than working individually with people and sharing the same information one-on-one, I decided it was time, because there was a second documentary, that I would go ahead and do another event, which this time I called the second annual Potluck and Grounding Movie Night. And I told people that they were to arrive between 6 and 6:45 and bring a favorite snack or dish to serve 6 to 8 people. I told them, as Professor Cottle used to always teach, that class starts at 6:57. So don't anybody laugh about this morning. But anyway, 6:57 sharp. And we'd go until about 8:30 with questions and answers. And then I told them that they should come early to get access to a grounding pad. I wanted to create a sense of urgency, although I had plenty. And then I had a little bit of paragraphs that just indicated to them that what they needed to know about grounding if it was their first exposure, and their homework. And the homework was they were to watch The Science of Grounding, this 15-minute introduction to the concept before they arrived. So here's the statistics. Started on February 1st with the first email, and that list kind of grew as I continued to talk to people and would remember people, but all total, when I did the numbers at the end, I approached about 100 people on February 1st and through the 14th. Then on the 14th, I started calling people to remind them. Now, in those first 14 days, there were a half a dozen responses. Sorry, I can't make it, you know, whatever the excuse, but I'm interested in knowing more came from several people as well. So that was kind of exciting. Then on the 14th and 15th, I made all these phone calls, and as a result of that, coincidentally, there were some that said, no, I can't come, but I do need to do some more filter replacements. So I started picking up some orders at that point in time. Then 2 days before the event, I started texting everybody, and I said, Rick, don't forget, the homework is this, and I put the link into the text for the movie, and so it would just be easy and no-brainer for them, to those that do texting. Obviously, people don't seem to be doing as much email responding as they did once upon a time, but texting got some responses. I got one person that called and said, who is this? And I told them, and they go, oh, well, I got this video, and I just don't open anything if I don't know who it's from. I said, well, you can trust me. It'll work. Open it up. And so, you know, some fun little serendipities like that. As a result of that activity, there were a little over 20 that were, there were 20 to 24 that were committed with a yes, I'll be there. I kept this all on a spreadsheet. And then I actually got 14 people to say no. So there were a lot of people that continued to ignore me. But out of all that, 13 came. And as was pointed out to me the other day, invite 100, and 13 came. So I beat the odds. Usually you're doing well if you get 10%. So I got 13%. There was one new customer that I had made contact with at the class that I teach called Fit and Fall Proof. And I'm not allowed to prospect or share anything about me in there, but I am always, because I'm a facilitator, making sure people know about drinking water, and they're always watching me drink out of my sport bottle. And anyway, he had picked up on a couple of my little subtleties, and so he engaged in a conversation the Tuesday before the movie with me about some things about, there's a series going on supplements right now, and he wanted to know if I was watching them. And so because he approached me and asked me a question, I said, you know, I said, I've got a piece of paper here that I'm going to not give to you, but I'm going to fold it in half and you can look at it when you get to the car. Because the library is going to talk to you about this. So I said, if it's of interest, let me know on Thursday. So on Thursday, he said, yeah, I'm coming. I want to know more. And he did. And then there was a former consultant that I ran across that was interested. And then we had two that were second-time visitors from the first movie and one guest that was cross-line, who turns out her son had been in Meekin many years before. So again, for those that have been in the business 20-plus years, like Vance and I, you know, just stick with it.
Bill, if I can take it a different direction, because I want to ask several questions because they just popped into my mind. Because the same night you were doing yours, my BFF, Larry Hafner, and I were doing one in our living room. And we didn't put near as much intensity into the pre-planning as you did at all. Most of Larry and I's invites were over the phone, just simple conversations or in person. And about the numbers, I think our numbers were a little higher as far as our rate of response, but at the last minute we had quite a few that canceled. But we immediately regrouped with them and said, well, some of them asked, hey, when's your next one? So we immediately scheduled it one 2 weeks later, which will be next weekend. But I'm curious, because I know what we did, and that's not why I asked you to share, because I'm not going to talk about what we did. I want to know what you did, because you said you put a sense of urgency on it, come early so you can make sure you can get one of these. Did you ask people to take their shoes and socks off? Did you have lay it across their lap and have them put their palms of their hands on it? What'd you do?
So as people came in, and they were mingling, and yet it was not a meal, a sit-down. It was, you know, potluck, sticker food, and so they could take a plate and then come, you know, grab their seat. I had grounding pads that were around the room. I had more than adequate for everybody to be able to touch one. And what I did is I let them just mingle, and then at the time that I had said that we were going to start, which was about 15, or actually I started, I told them, eat now and I'm going to talk to you for 15 minutes before, because my intention in getting them there was to be able to give them an introduction to an active wellness home. And I did that with some visual aids that were around the room. And then I again reiterated, I told them at the very beginning, grab a glass of that special water over there and be sure you drink it with your finger food. And then again I said, if you haven't had a glass of water, please get another glass of water and get one and get another glass. And then let's sit down and get ready to go. And so I then at that point used the continuity tester and showed them what grounding was, knowing that it was coming up in the documentary. I want you always reinforce with multiple stimuli. And so I wanted them to see, touch, and experience it. So I always take somebody from the audience. I have them click the clicker to make the light go green, because then the light goes green in their head. And so we did that. And then I made sure everybody was comfortable, everybody had access to grounding. And no, I didn't tell them to take off their shoes. We had talked about what grounding was, and that's walking barefoot outdoors. But these folks were all more mature, probably didn't want to expose, two-thirds of them, were female, weren't going to take their shoes off even if I offered it. So no, I did not do that.
Okay, because we had some that did. And I said, look, it's up to you. If you want to take your shoes and socks off, your shoes off upon entering, some did, some didn't. I don't care. It's only carpet.
Right.
We can clean
right.
it later.
Yeah.
But the takeaway for me, the summation of ours, was when my friend Jill, halfway through the documentary, she took her socks off. I noticed it, and she put her feet right on the ground, the Kinko ground. So at the very end, I simply asked her, I looked right at her as I stopped the credits, and I simply said, you know, there's one question that pops into my mind, and I literally turned to her and said, Joe, why'd you take your socks off halfway through the movie? And her response was priceless. She said, well, duh, everybody in the film is walking around barefoot. And she never even heard the name Meekin before.
Wow.
I never even mentioned it to her. I said, just come over. She lives 2 miles down the road. And I said, and I told her exactly what you had said. You know, we're going to have some finger food. It's going to, I piggybacked on the Julia Roberts movie, Eat, Pray, Live. And I said, we're going to eat. we're going to learn, and then we're going to have some fun. So eat, learn, and play. And if I had to redo it, which I will, the people I'm calling today for next Friday, it's going to be eat, educate, and entertainment. And that's what we're going to do. The entertainment is we're going to play. We're going to do some energy testing. Like, I don't have a continuity tester like you're talking about. That's the way we're going to do it. But, Bill, I want to go back again. This is not about Vance and Vance's movie night and what we did, because there's several
things. Yeah, but I'm loving it. I like knowing what you did.
It's because you're an avid educator like myself. It's like Alvin Toffler taught me years ago. The illiterate of the 21st century is not the person who can't read or write. It's the person who's unwilling to learn, unlearn, and learn again.
Absolutely.
And that's where all of us should be. Because we meet these people that, I see this all the time, that not all the time, but you know when they sit in your living room, and I'm sure you had some that sit there with their arms folded across their chest, and they're not willing to be taught anything. And they're like, you kind of want to put them into a different room, because it's not about selling. It's not about buying. We want to open people's minds up.
My whole evening was not about selling, which for some consultants that's a little hard to swallow, but I take a different approach, and it was all about, because I say I'm Professor Cottle, I'm here about education and information. That's my job, is to make sure that you never come up to me and say, why didn't you tell me about this 20 years ago? Because I was too bashful. So come, learn. I love your idea, eat, learn, play, or eat, educate, and entertain. And we did definitely entertain. But go ahead, ask your question.
No, so that is my question. What did you do to entertain at the end? When the movie was done, what was the response? What happened? And by the way, folks, just so you know, I included in my email that I sent out yesterday, so there's no excuse of saying, I don't have the video, I don't have the... You know, where do I order it from? Oh, no, it's on the internet. It's called YouTube. It's a new concept. everybody in the world knows about YouTube. Trust me. I can prove it. But it's right there, the link, and it's called The Earthing Movie. Period. You can go to theearthingmovie.com, and it'll take you right to YouTube. And when I was introduced to the 12-minute trailer last fall, I was so frustrated because I couldn't find the movie. They hadn't released it yet. And when they did, I happened to be winding down for the day, and I just happened to look, and I found it on YouTube. It had only been there for less than 24 hours. It had already garnered 45,000 views in less than 24 hours. And I stayed up way later than I should have, but I was riveted. Because of what was presented. And most of the people in our living room were the same. So, Bill, going back to what you and Alice did in your home, what was the response? How did you handle it once the credits rolled, the screen went black?
So I, in that introductory few minutes, and showing the continuity tester, there were questions. And that means that I did not start at 6:57. I started at 7:05, so about 8:15-ish, 20 maybe, 8:20, my wife whispers to me, this is way too long. And I said, it's almost over. So I was ready as the closing, I didn't even let the credits close, because I knew it was coming to a close. I slowly used the slider to bring up the lights in the living room, and it was, you know, kind of like one of those dramatic ends, and then I hit the button the minute that it stopped, and I walked up in front of everybody, and I said, okay, I had told you at the beginning to pay attention to what your body is telling you. Who has a story to share? And
Excellent. One
lady raised her hand, and I had observed two people during the evening. One was the gentleman at Fit and Paul Group, who was at a table with three others, but his back would have been to the screen, so he did not ground. and I need to get back with him and find out whether he had an experience like I'm about to tell you. But this one lady must have been easily in her 70s, and she said, "You noticed, may have noticed that I wasn't grounding." I said, "Oh, why is that?" And she said, "Well," she said, "I'm just recovering from stage 4 lymphoma, and when I touched the grounding pad, I got agitated." And I said, "Tell me more." She said, "Well, I can't really describe it, but I was uncomfortable, I was buzzing, I just wasn't, it wasn't a pleasant experience." I said, "Really?" I said, "I have a question. How many glasses of water did you drink?" And she said, "None." And I said, "Well, bless your heart, I suggest the first thing we do is we get you hydrated." And so that was the first experience. The second experience was from this lady that came a year ago, for the first time I'd ever met her, and wound up actually signing up as a consultant and selling, I'd have to go back and look, she sold probably half a dozen to a dozen grounding pads herself. She made the comment, she said, "Now those people that are really sensitive to their body, will, when they touch the grounding pad, they will get a tingling sensation." And I go, "Oh." And I said, "Did you?" And she said, "Oh, yes." But she said, "More interesting." She said, "I didn't realize it." And she's been grounding. So she's grounding. Her stories were that it helps with her knees, but that's for another day. I said, "Well, what did you observe?" She said, "Well," she said, "I didn't realize it, but when I came in, my right shoulder was bothering me a bit. It just was a little uncomfortable." And she said, "It's gone. Everything feels wonderful." So that led to my son-in-law, who was the plant, raising his hand and say, "Let me tell you about my experience with grounding." He said, "We've been grounding now for almost a year." He said, "I have been wearing or using a CPAP machine, and I have to go in once a year for testing to determine whether or not I'm, you know, the settings are correct and whether I need to upgrade to a new machine or not. And you take it, there's a CD card that's in the CPAP machine, and you take that in, and then they analyze it." So he handed it over to the doctor, and the doctor ran his analysis on it and came back and said, "I don't understand." He says, "Something's wrong. What have you done differently since we saw you last?" And he said, "Why?" He said, "Well, your numbers are all normal." He says, "You really don't need a CPAP machine." He says, "I don't know. I don't think I've done anything different." So he goes home, he tells my daughter, and she sort of slaps him across the face. She really didn't, but that makes for a good joke. And she said, "You dummy." She said, "You've been grounding." He goes, "Oh, yeah." So anyway, we do attribute that story to grounding, and we've been tracking that now for, I mean, almost instantly. It has something called incidence that it'll tell you how many times you stop breathing during the night. And the very, very first night on it, the incidence drops from something like, I think, 23 or 25 down to 1, 2, or 3.
From now, again, Bill, I have to throw in here, while we don't make medical claims, never, ever, ever, they're just coincidences, we had a plant, too, and we didn't plan on it on purpose, but Will, who's one of Larry and Pat's consultants, he was like Johnny on the spot. I could see he was like not agitated, but he was ready to share. And so I looked at him. I said, "Will, do you want to share your son's experience with the Kinko ground?" He goes, "Absolutely." And I didn't have to prime the pump. I didn't have to do. That's all I said. And he went on, and I can't do it as well as he did, but he shared the story. His son is in the Army and is getting ready to be medically discharged because of an accident that messed up his back severely. Okay, so that's what he's facing. Mom and Dad sent him, they overnighted their Kinko ground. This happened a few months ago. Overnighted it to him. He got it, used it. He slept on it the first night. And when they called him the next day, so here's 2 days after they mailed it, they simply just said, "Son, what happened?" And he said, "It's gone." He said, "But don't tell the Army. I don't want to stay. They're going to discharge me, and I don't." It was just gone. And again, this was maybe it was weeks ago, but it seems like I'd heard the story maybe 6-8 weeks ago. So I want to say a couple months now. But the bottom line was, for him, that was the missing link. That's what, you know, retired nurse Barb Satterwhite describes this product. It's the missing link that we never had before.
Yep. Exactly.
Bill, when you sum it up and you look back over the course of the evening, is there something you'd do differently or encourage those of us who are saying, you know, I want to do this, and whether I have one person there or I have 20 people in my home? And it's really not difficult at all, folks. I want to just tell you, if you've got a flat screen TV or any TV, all you have to do, I don't know if you could sync it up to a cell phone, but most of us have a laptop or a tablet of some sort, and walk into Best Buy and or someplace else and say, I need a cord. Or a lot of the flat screens today already have YouTube in the built in. You just go and you find it, and then you use your remote and you type in The Earthing Movie, and boom, da da boom. But looking back, Bill, because again, it's not rocket science to do this, and I'm not you being an educator, I'm not demeaning your education, but it doesn't take a lot to simply invite people to say, hey, you want to come watch a movie with me?
You're right. And it doesn't. It just, you know, come on over, let's relax and have fun like we've been talking about. And, you know, people respond. If they're interested and curious, and especially if they look at the 15-minute video, because that gets their curiosity up. And then you're going to tell them you're going to see a documentary where you're going to learn the science behind this as the recent studies have been done, and hear how this is making a difference in the quality of our lives. So you're not making medical claims. You're just saying, and plus the beauty of it is for us, is that we can let those people, Muriel Hemingway's and the others, tell their stories. We don't have to make any claims.
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of it, because the validation by, I enjoy movies, but I'm not a big fan of following the Hollywood bubble crowd. I don't care. I mean, they're nice people, I'm sure, but I just don't care. I'm more concerned about my life. But when somebody who's a celebrity, like the granddaughter of Ernest Hemingway, and a very well-known actress, gifted, when her and her husband are validating it, it's like, oh, okay. And then all the other people, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow, Jimmy Fallon, I mean, the list goes on. They're all in there. It's incredibly validating.
Well, the producer's daughter, I mean, the woman that produced it, she had the same journey that we are all taking. She didn't know about grounding. She stumbled upon it, and then she met Flint. And, you know, the whole process of teaching people about grounding is just a natural evolution of one fact, another experience, to another experience.
Well, and that's what makes it fun. So would you do anything differently? How would you improve upon what you did a week ago?
I've had a couple of people ask me that question. One of them asked me whether or not we had put out customer, you know, sheets so they could, you know, pay right there on the spot. And that's not my style. I guess I had them. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm always prepared. But it wasn't my intention to sell that night, especially since over half the room already had them. And but what we did do is there was a linger longer. They did not go home. I think the last people we ran out of here about 20 minutes after 9. But we were having fun because the questions then led to other aha moments. And the one that I couldn't have planted if I had thought about it was that we went outside with the grounding rod. Because it turns out I told one of my stories, and my story was that I like to ground every night. And when I go camping in my trailer, I'm not able to ground because I'm on 4 tires. So I bought one of these grounding rods that you saw in the movie. And I just, you know, run it out to the trailer and I'm grounded. And it makes a huge difference. And so then somebody raised the question, well, does it work in the winter? I said, I don't know. Let's go find out. So we went outside. We stuck this grounding rod in the ground with a continuity tester. Walked over to a juniper tree that's normally green, but in the winter it turns brown. It doesn't drop its needles, but it just changes colors. It's bizarre. And I'm the first one to do it, because I never do a test publicly until I've done it privately. So I went out ahead of them, and I tested it to see what would happen. By the way, lavender works really well. You grab a handful. But in each case, I noticed that you have to grab a big handful, whereas in the summer, when I'm talking on the phone, I can just grab a leaf and I'm grounded. So anyway, I tested and found out that, yes, it will work. So we all go outside, and this guest from my class is probably an engineer of some kind. So I let each of them grab a handful. He said, well, let me experiment. So he took his hand and he licked it. And then he just grabbed the very end of one of the branches, and it lit. And so the aha moment was, remember the lady that didn't have any water, that had recently recovered from health challenges. Aha! It does make a difference if we're hydrated. The tree was probably a little less hydrated. The body was a little less hydrated. Now, I don't know if that's true science or not, but it was a great teaching moment.
Well, and that was my brief conversation with your wife, Alice, yesterday. She said, Vance, it's so much easier to talk about water because everybody knows they need to be drinking more. There's very few people in the world that say, oh, I'm perfectly hydrated. And if they, you know, and I've met people, and I jokingly tell them, I say, oh, yeah, you don't want to drink more water. That's bad for you. Go. You should really be consuming a six-pack of Mountain Dew every day. That'll really boost up your body. And they, of course, laugh, but they know they've got some bad vices, or they just don't stop periodically during the day and consume some more water.
Yep.
It's a natural thing, but we naturally went there as well in ours, and I'm not going to go into it. But that's again a no-brainer, and we learned, you and I learned from Peggy Goodman, that the Neken water absorbs into the cellular structure three times greater than any other water that's out there, and
yep.
Because she tests it over and over and over, and we don't have to be the research analysis or science teachers or chemists. We simply have to provide people who are open. And again, I made it very clear to our guests that came, that I invited, please leave your wallets and your checkbooks at home. And
sure. Yeah.
I had one of my friends thank me for saying that. And when I followed up within 48 hours, she said, this week is swamped. Let's reconnect later, and I said, absolutely, not a problem. But she thanked me again. She said, I really appreciate the fact that you were not selling me anything. You simply were educating and helping me understand.
Yeah, now I did have some catalogs, and so I offered if people wanted to take a catalog. So that was about as much as we did as far as, you know, pushing purchase. But then we had a displays out, so we had, you know, we had KBB. In fact, that was a sample. We gave samples of KBB and Siaga as part of the finger food at the beginning, so they all got to experience that. So, you know, then because there was a number of other consultants there, our kids and the cross line, when I'm talking to one, and I kept having people come to me, they wanted me to answer questions, which was fine, but they were able to do demonstrations and other things. That's why we had fun. We entertained afterwards. Nobody really left very quickly. It was just a fun, relaxing evening.
And do you have the next one scheduled?
They're one-on-ones. I'm not planning on doing the movie again, except on a one-to-one basis. I did a health fair yesterday with some folks in an assisted living senior community, and I talked to the director there and said, you know, do you ever do things for your patrons? And she said yes, and that would be a place. The big problem with them is that that's such a long movie. They'd all be asleep, but we'll figure that.
Yeah, and by the way, our church produced a documentary years ago, and what we learned during that process, they said a good documentary should be about an hour and 15 minutes long, which is exactly the length of this movie, the Earthing movie.
Right.
I don't think it's too long, because I've sat through movies that are 2.5-3 hours long. And,
oh yeah.
But they're more on the entertaining. They're not as much of the education. But
exactly.
I understand,
yeah,
as well. Most of us have been out of school, been out of the educational spectra, so to speak, for quite some time. So we're not used to getting that much information. And if we don't sit in church every week, we're not used to sitting for half an hour, 45 minutes even.
Yes.
So that's a tough one.
Now, you asked about follow-up, and let me just, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but those that said, I'm sorry I can't come, I'm interested, they got the same handout that everybody else did. So the next day, I sent an email that thanked everybody and said, by the way, some of you asked for the PDF of the first edition of the Earthing book, and so I'm sending it to everybody. And here's some additional information that Deacon has put out on something called the Active Wellness Blog. And so I had basically given them more info. So I continued the information distribution process the very next day. Now what I'll do with those that couldn't come is follow up with them one-on-one. Did you look at the 15-minute video? Did you watch the movie? Did you do what I told you? Did you get a bag of popcorn, sit down with your sweetheart, and watch the movie? And
there you
that's
go.
How I follow up. So they'll do it on their own time, and it is hard to get people. I almost did it on Valentine's Day. And, you know, well, that's a real, you know, come together for a movie, you know, and food. But as Ruth pointed out to me on Monday, she said, that was a long weekend. You would have had a miserable turnout. And I go, you're right.
Yep. No, and it's, again, you have to go with it and see what happens. You know,
exactly.
you regroup. But no, nothing's going to be perfect. But if you... You know, and I had in my mind, the other thing that we did that was kind of entertaining, and if you go back 30, 40 years ago, there's always a pre-movie. Disney does this, and they always have a Disney short when they release their animated movies, and Pixar does the same thing. There's always a short. Well, our short was the Bob Newhart, and it's on YouTube as well, and it's called Stop It. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And it's hilarious. But I use that as a preface to say, look, I probably wouldn't have to ground once or sometimes twice a day if I'd stop it. If I would stop abusing my body and doing some of the crazy fun things that I enjoy doing, like snow skiing. Or like, you know, playing and taking on, when you live on 5 acres, there's always stuff to do. I enjoy cutting firewood. I enjoy doing that kind of stuff. But if I'd stop it, then my body probably wouldn't go through the ups and downs. But I'm not going to stop it. So that was my lead-in, and of course it got everybody on the thing. The two things that I would do differently, since you didn't ask, but I'm going to volunteer it, is ask people to silence their cell phones. Just graciously say, hey, could you put it in vibrate mode? And then the second one is, I haven't figured out how to do this, but just like when the movie is about to start in a theater, that little, you know, thing comes up and says, silence, please.
Right.
Somehow, sometimes you get that person that wants to offer that side chat or comment. And it's really, really distracting to the whole group.
Yeah.
And
good point. I love it. I'll make note of that. I didn't do it, but we didn't have an issue. And there wasn't any sidebar conversations in our group. They were pretty focused.
Okay. Yeah, and again, it depends on who's coming. And Stacy and I made the decision years ago that there are certain friends that we have. They're really nice. They're wonderful people. But we will not ever go to a movie with them. Ever, because it's not only miserable for us, but it's so awkward for all the people around because they're giving you that stink eye, and you just, that's not why you pay the price of admission. So there's just things to learn from it. So, well, Bill, I really, really appreciate you, and I know that the texts I'm receiving from people that are already asking me questions, I'm not going to open it up because sometimes the questions go totally different directions. But again, The Earthing Movie is the name of the documentary. And if you haven't seen it, I can't encourage you enough. I watched it once, just like with The Grounded, and then I started inviting people. Pick a night, even if it's one or two folks, but make sure you have your Kinko Ground available. One other quick testimony. I followed up with one of our friends that came. 48 hours later, which I don't usually call people on Sunday, but no, I'm sorry, I saw him on Monday, that's right, and he said, Vance, Sunday night, that that issue in my lower back, it came back. And I said, Sunday night. I said, okay, so you didn't take your socks off, right? He said, no. Nope. I said, but you had your feet on the Kinko ground. You were sitting on the Kinko seat, and you had the Magflex in for a few minutes, because I remember you pulled it out and you gave it to the gal that was next to you. And I said, that's interesting. So 48 hours residual.
Wow.
Interesting. And so when we met on whatever day that was this week, that's what he ordered. The Magflex, he said, I want to start with that. He said, I'm going to get the Kinko ground. But here's a gentleman that saw the earthing, or excuse me, the grounded a year ago. And it's taken him a full year to make a decision to buy some products. So,
but aren't we glad that we continue to share?
Yeah, exactly. And his quality of life, I know, come today when it arrives in the mail. And because when he ordered it, he said, when will it arrive? And I looked at the calendar and I said, let's see, it's going to go priority mail. It should be in your P.O. box on Saturday. He said, great. Now, I could have given him I always have one extra Magflex on hand. I could have given it to him. I thought, no. And the reason why I didn't, because I had this guy named Denny Rogers, my father, in my brain. He could have invested a year ago. I'm going to make him suffer a few more days. Because I'm just sadistic. That's just me. Sorry. But we often will do that, too. When somebody orders that product, we have it on hand. Give it to them right then. And say, hey, when yours arrives, just keep it in the box, keep it in the package, and you can replace mine. But for my friend Gary, he knew that, you know, it was his fault that he waited a year. And we have this fun friendship as a result. So, anyhow. There was a couple more questions that just came, and I dropped my cell phone, so I can't, that's it. Those are not questions or comments. So, Bill, thank you again.
Thank you.
Because you've inspired so many of us, and I know it's easy, it's duplicatable, and I appreciate, as my brain went that direction, eat, educate, and entertain. Keep it fun. Figure out how to do a couple energy tests. The continuity tester, that's the question that came up in my brain and somebody texted me as well. Where did you get the continuity tester?
Earthing.com.
Earthing.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. $36.99. We just ordered one the other day for a cross line. So.
Okay. Continuity tester, the Earthing.com.
Yes,
and you'll see that. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
I don't know why my phone is messing up here. We won't say anybody's thing about the brand. It's not the Earthing. It's Earthing.com.
Earthing.com. Earthing.com, the continuity tester, is going to run you $40. You'll see Clint Ober use one in the documentary. Very, very powerful visualization. And it's so simple. And as the weather starts to get warmer, then I would encourage people. The Kinko ground is fantastic. However, nothing is as good as the real thing. So if you don't want to do as Crazy Bill, Wild William here, and stand in the snow, you don't have to. That's what the Kinko ground is for. But when the weather does permit, like that was a comment I got, Bill, from one of the gals that I shared the video with a few weeks ago. She said, Vance, it's not fair. I said, what's not fair? Well, everybody in that movie is someplace sunny. Do you know how much snow we have here? I said, I know.
Well, they need to look at the first one. They need to look at the grounded. That guy goes and buries himself in the winter in the snow underneath his house. It's freezing temperatures.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, Bill, Professor William Cottle has been our guest. If you missed the beginning, SaturdayAMLive.com. If you've got anybody that you think should have heard this, the recordings will be there soon enough. Look under the 2020 recordings. And again, Bill, thank you so much. I've learned a ton, and I can't wait to put it, to implement it for our next movie night.
Well, my pleasure, and I learned a lot, too.
We taught each other. Fantastic.
Yep.